about when you have a house and an L? You know, that low place where the roofs come together?
Mm-hmm. That's a gutter, too.
Uh-huh. And where'd y'all used to keep stove wood?
In the corner.
Huh? In the corner.
In the corner.
Uh-huh.
Or stack it on the back porch.
Did y'all ever have a little building?
Yeah, we had a little shed.
What happened?
But we never did have enough stove wood to put in it. Usually we could put it in the kitchen behind the stove.
Uh-huh. What about a place for tools?
Anywhere you got through with them, that's where
tool
you...
Tool shed, we call
that's
it.
Where you left them.
Uh-huh.
Round it. Virginia and I that's where you put them. Rounded rocks in a tool house.
Did
you
ever have a tool shed?
Uh-uh.
What about...
had a buggy shed. Uh-huh. No.
Where you keep the buggy, huh?
Yeah.
What about the... You know, before they had toilets inside, they used to have...
Oh, that...
Outdoors. WPAs.
Oh,
is that what
it
was
called? Toilet.
No, that was
toilet. They was called a toilet.
Pretty.
Uh-huh.
Pretty.
Uh-huh.
Or toilet. Or outdoor toilet. Outdoor toilet.
When
toilet.
I was a kid, a privy.
Uh-huh.
Outdoor toilet.
Uh-huh. Y'all used to call them
WPA. WPA.
Oh, that came to the WPA deal.
The WPA, the government, when the WPA started working,
that was back when you
the WPA there. Would build you a toilet.
Uh-huh.
They were calling the WPA.
Was that joking sort of name?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of.
What other joking names do people have or sort of?
We usually call them Johnny House.
Uh-huh. Which sounds the best? Which name sounds the best to call?
Well, we just, if there was anybody around that we thought was a little bit better off than we were, we didn't see anything, we just went.
Any names that sounded
kind of
bad?
Ooh, goodness, I couldn't tell you. A lot of people use just bad words.
Uh-huh. What about a place, what different buildings did they have on a farm?
Oh, they had what we call cow sheds.
Corn cribs.
Uh-huh. Corn cribs.
In the hay barn.
That was where we kept the mules and the hay and the corn.
The buggy shed.
What we called log cribs.
And
what about the upper part of the barn?
That's where they put the hay.
The hay. Uh-huh.
What did they call that upper part?
Loft.
Uh-huh. And... You know, nowadays they bale the hay, you know.
Well, yeah. Put it in the loft.
But a long time ago, when they'd cut the hay.
Sometimes we put it in the field, call them stacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd stack it around the
shock pole. It.
Uh-huh. What's the?
Shocked it around the pole. That was loose hay.
Uh-huh. How was that?
Loose hay. It was just cut.
Uh-huh.
And you picked it up, you raked it with the hay rake, and you picked it up with a pitchfork. You put it on your wagon and hauled it to this
barn or
pole, or you could put it up in the barn.
When you picked it up with a pitchfork, would you call that a shock of hay that you were picking up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be a small.
It'd just be a fork full of hay.
Uh-huh. What about when you...
That's a shock. When you put it in the field,
uh-huh.
and you stack it around there. Uh-huh. Stack it around that pole.
Uh-huh.
That's called what we call a
hay shock.
Hay shock or a haystack.
Uh-huh. The shock is a smaller thing than the.
Well, yeah, than a stack.
You know, when you cut the hay off a piece of land, then enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year. You'd call that
That's a second cutting.
Uh-huh. And a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway.
What you want?
That's a native.
Uh-huh.
That's called native. That's called native grass.
Crabgrass.